If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or in Clomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now, all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or in Clomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or in Clomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
Yo, what up? My voice still isn't back. I'm going to tell you guys all about all the exercises I've been doing with my throat. And no, it's not porn.
And now, back to the Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy on Fresno's Hot 97.7.
Welcome to Hoppy Hour.
Doors closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Hoppy's mom, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
With Ryan Hoppy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
The semen was so big.
Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Always going in, never doubted, never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic, we the hottest, search about it. Competition microscopic, never copied. I'm a giant, rolling weed up, now we flying. H-O-P-P-E, H-O-P-P-E, H-O-P-P-E.
If you are a Nepo baby, you will probably hate it, but still listen to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Towering tall, yeah, 6'9", steady stomping.
Yeah.
Speaks his mind raw, no filter, no stopping.
Joe shows a bench.
Crushing all the static, voice so loud as seismic. Volcanic opinions hitting harder than a hammer with a crack.
Got it.
You tune in once, ain't no going back. Brain sharp, spit truth. No slouch, mic's on fire, scorching every couch.
Lord,
radio kingpin, coast to coast rain. Hoppy Hour hitting like a runaway train.
What's happening? I don't even know if my voice is back. Oh my God, the last few days, my mom came to town on Sunday. It's always nice when my mom comes to visit. It's just like such a mama's boy thing. But she like will help me out with stuff. Like we go to Walmart or whatever. And I was like, Mom, is there like a product I can get my voice back? And she's like, I don't know. Don't yell into the microphone. I was like, yeah, that's a good point. I like the radio voice I have when I have like a sore throat. But it's starting to get a little old. Because listen, here's how I'm judging if my voice is coming back. You know my signature that I adopted from the T-Man show? That the old me, when I would go it would have much more of an emphasis on the but now it sounds like it's a little strained. So I had some hot water and put some salt in it. I was like, sounded like a porn set. Then obviously I had hot tea and it kind of helped. Like last night I was like, wow, my voice is coming back. And then I don't know if it's because I sleep with a fan on or whatever. But I wake up and then my voice is back to this. Like, God damn it. God damn it. Probably shouldn't yell. Oh, yeah. I love this Suno mix these AI songs. Oh, here's the music I played when I talked about Carmen getting married. Had a few Bun listeners go, mind your business. Whatever. It's all for content. Guess what, guys? I can't play the Chicago Bears song. Well, first, before we get to the Chicago Bears and how happy I am about my Bears, I got to do this right here. Okay, cool. Oh, I should probably, you know, have it unmuted.
Hey, guys.
What's up, G?
Want to go to Tchotchke's? Get some coffee?
Oh, it's a little early.
I got to get out of here. I think I'm going to lose it.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the munders.
One more time.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the munders. Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the munders. Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the munders.
Oh, I do. All right. I know. All right. You want to hear the song that was made for the Bears by me?
Raw.
Oh yeah.
Hey, we in the city grind, Chi-town hustle. Bears in the field turn muscle to rubble. With Jerron Kings, hear the roar in the huddle. Defense cold, make offenses buckle. Monsters of the midway, legends in the frost. Heavy yard fall, no matter the cause. Hollers, ghosts whispering, never get lost. From the soldier field turf to the championship gloss. Bear down, stomp loud, feel the ground quake.
I made this song 2 minutes ago.
Orange and Navy, the heart of the state. Bear down, Chi-town, we control our fate.
Walter Sweet Feet, slicing through the lines. Refrigerator Perry, heavy on the grind. McMahon shades low, swagger defined. Legacy's a book, we just adding more lines. Winter winds bite, but we colder than the breeze. Opponents see the Navy, they be weak in the knees. Dynasty dreams, got the vision, the keys. In the land of deep dishing, Lake Michigan seas.
O-line crushing. D-line rushing. Woo! Opponents out here folding discussion. They ain't nothing. Child pride pumping. Woo! Horns keep thumping. Woo! Bears in the building. Best believe we jumping.
Woo! Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bear down, Chi-town. We control our fate. Woo!
Hell yeah. Listen, I'm very cautious about the Chicago Bears. Now, was it cool that they beat the Packers with two touchdowns? I love when there's titties. Two touchdowns, whatever. Yeah, it was nice. It was great. I'm very cautious. I've had my heart broken. I already think Caleb Williams cares more about being a Bear than that douchebag Jay Cutler ever did. So I'm very, very cautious. Like, I am, you can't even emphasize enough how cautious I am. I'm very afraid because they always break my heart. Like, if they were to win the Super Bowl this year, I think I would probably fly to Chicago to go to the championship parade because I missed the Chicago Cubs championship parade and I was working an event for 102.5 The Bone, and it was like the seventh biggest like outdoor event with people there. I forget how to word it. Like, a congregation of people. It was like the seventh biggest attended event ever. It was like millions of people in Chicago. And if the Bears won a Super Bowl, that'd be sick. This Caleb Williams, he just needs to play a complete game. Yeah, it's cool to come back in the fourth quarter, but, you know, it ain't really working out. I mean, it's working out for them. But the whole coming back in the fourth quarter thing is quite frightening. Why do I say it's frightening? Because, there's a team unknown as the Buccaneers. Audis.
B-U-C-C-A-N-E-E-R-S. Go Bucks!
Oh, yeah! Oh, poor Bucks. Houston, we have a problem. You know we're in Tampa. I told you guys, to any of the remaining listeners from 95.3 WDAE that's listening to my voice, I said to you guys 3 years ago on the Pat and Aaron show that they should have fired Todd Bowles. But I was told, oh, you can't talk bad about the team. Blah, blah, blah. Look who was right. We're like 1-6 in the last 7 games or whatever. And they look terrible. And the thing has always been, hey, Todd Bowles isn't the greatest coach, but they're a defensive team. How's that defense looking? Also, how's it looking to always have to rely on Baker Mayfield to save the day? If Baker Mayfield has a bad game, you live or die with Baker Mayfield. I've always said that. People would get mad at me. People would be like, oh, you can't talk bad about the team. Tampa Bay's got this kiss-ass mentality where they kiss the ass of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's not journalism. It's kissing ass. I'm from Chicago, where we speak the truth. Love or hate me, you'll always get that from me. All right, let's see what else we got here. I don't even know if my, I kind of feel like my throat's coming back a little bit. Let me do the test of the, mm-hmm. Wow, I did it. Well, then I just talked loudly. It was funny. If you ever want to go to a third world country, just go to the Pinellas Park Walmart. Yeah, I know they do a lot of good community events like Drew Saves Christmas in the past, but my God, that freaking, so my mom loves going to Walmart. I prefer Target because now the prices are the exact same, so you might as well just go to Target. I go to Walmart and there's the checkout lane. They probably should just close the checkout lane. This poor guy, probably around my age, is working there. He goes, oh yeah, we're out of plastic bags. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, we're out of plastic bags. Like, how are you out of plastic bags at Walmart? So then he had to get like the 83 cent bags, which is fine, whatever. But that freaking place, it's always an adventure. And then people were like getting mad at him. I'm like, do you think he took the plastic bags and put them in his trunk and was like, yeah, I want to have to repeatedly tell people about the plastic bags. The other thing I've been thinking about, I absolutely hate how this area is just protecting Jeffrey Knight. If Jeffrey Knight and his Clearwater ferry crash happened in Chicago or something, or in a major city, there would be journalistic integrity. There would be TV announcers, and there would be people that would be investigating the story. But because Jeff Knight pretty much owns Janice Live, yeah, he doesn't technically own it anymore, but because his son owns it, this whole area is kissing the ass of the, you know, Jeffrey Knight. And it's making me absolutely sick. It's honestly making me mad. And what's making me so mad is that if it was vice versa, if that Hispanic guy would have taken the life of Jeffrey Knight, everybody would have said, oh, get ICE involved, deport him, whatever. But when it's the white guy who gets away with it, it's a little bit of a problem. Do you see the racism there? Yeah, it's a problem. Yeah, I have people that like know Jeffrey Knight that have hit me up and been like, yo, I want to do an expose all and like an expose on Jeffrey Knight on your show. And I'm like, I grew up listening to radio shows like Bubba the Love Sponge. And I'll say this. Bubba the Love Sponge, Man Cow, all those shows that I grew up listening to, they all had lawsuits because they said slanderous things. Until something is reported by the news, I'm not going to discuss it. But here's the problem. The news isn't reporting it. So I just bring up Jeffrey Knight to remind everybody that he's a scumbag. All right, here's the deal. This was the very first segment of the show. And since my Chicago Bears are doing very well and made the playoffs with the Detroit Lions loss, by the way, all the Packer fans that are like, oh, yeah, you know, there's this radio guy. I respect him. His name's Tom Keefe. He does Tom and Leah, a 95 Will Rock in, like, it's like Chicago suburbs, but it's near Milwaukee. It's a good station, one of the best rock stations in America. But he's one of those shareholders of the Packers where, like, they're part owners. Like, shut up. Okay, cool. You own part of the team. It's so dorky. It's because, like, for people that don't know, the Green Bay Packer fans can own part of the team. It's like, cool. You're not making any decisions. If you guys were making decisions, you would have got rid of Aaron Rodgers years ago. Anywho, just had to get that out there. I cannot stand the Packers. I think out of any sports team that exists, I hate the Packers the most. I can't stand them. Their colors look like piss, and their fans are just douchebags. Whatever. All right, here's the deal. Because the Chicago Bears made the playoffs, when they made the Super Bowl, oh my God, 19 years ago. Crazy. Next year will be 20 years, but it's 19 years ago when they made the Super Bowl. B96 in Chicago and the Eddie and Jobo radio show, they used to do something called the B96 After Party. It was like a hip-hop mix show. And I think I'm the last millennial to record shows on a cassette tape. And it's all on YouTube. Look up B96 After Party. It's on my page. but they had a song called Amplified. They were trying to do the Super Bowl shuffle for the Chicago Bears, but in a Chicago format. So we're going to play Amplified by Chicago Bears 19, 20 years ago, and then come back and get the party going and going.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
Yelena, and we'll call it a day.
The semen was so big.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Don't worry, Fresno. Hoppy Hour will be right back.
Bears football! Pocket closes, hit in the chest, and down he goes! Snap to Grossman, handing off Thomas Jones! Handing off, benching up the middle at the five! Throws down to the third. Oh! Buried inside the five! To the goal line! End zone! Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown, Bears! Bear fans, your dream is reality. Begin the migration to Miami. And Super Bowl 41.
And another one!
Just like this back in 85, Sunday's the day the city comes alive. Dominating every game on Lakeshore Drive. One way to Miami, enjoy the ride. Non-stop, like a runaway train. The number one D and we bringing the pain. All in with the blitz and we stopping the run. There's no Super Bowl shuffle till the job is done.
I don't even know where to begin, cause nowhere I'm the best in on either side of the pigskin. Racking up the touchdowns and field goals is sick. The Bears bumping hits like B96. We got a quarterback with an arm like a laser. A set of linebackers be shocking them like tasers. Everyone in my city, get ready for the ride. Something about these Bears got me amplified. Nope. 11 beasts in Chicago, full throttle, popping offenses, bobble. Defenses crumble, stumble all day. When they come to play, the monsters of the midway. Respect the team that paint the city orange and blue. Love you running in, another ring is past due. The Bears repping the shy when visitors pass through. When offense is stacked in the defense, ooh.
It's halftime, refuel the tank, then snap, hold, that's three in the bank. You tuned in, B96, AP Lou Rocks, who you vibing come with? On. One coach, one team, one city, we all living the dream. Bears fans, you gotta rep your orange and blue. The new shake at the lake, this is how we do.
And yo, why is everybody so amplified? Amplified, you watch your shot.
It's the Bears, yo, it's the Bears. It's the Bears, yo, it's the Bears.
I said, why is everybody so amplified? Amplified, you watch your shot.
It's the Bears, yo, it's the Bears. It's the Bears, yo, it's the Bears.
I'd be running scared if my jersey read 18 on the 4th of February. No mercy, Bears team defense descends, offenses the senseless, defenseless when Rex connects relentless.
Shh, be quiet, proving all the haters wrong and they can't deny it. Everybody in the shot getting all excited. We're making history, critics better ride it.
All day without a Wale, pounding with fences, swole like Thomas Jones and money like Robbie Gould. Making all the ponies go when love these Bears around. No luck for horseshoes, I'm prepared for Chi-Town.
To the true Bears fan where the love is endless. 21 years, now it's time to end this. Bring a chip back to the city where the wind blows. And the first black coach winning Super Bowl.
Yo, why is everybody so amplified? Watch your shot.
It's the Bears, yo, it's the Bears. It's the Bears, yo, it's the Bears.
I said, why is everybody so amplified? Amplified, watch your shot.
It's the Bears, yo, it's the Bears. It's the Bears, yo, it's the Bears. AP, Lou Rock, the greatest team for the greatest fans in the greatest city in the world. And you got it locked to Chicago's hits and hip-hop. Bears 96, Super Bowl 41.
Let's go, Bears!
Let's go. This following segment has been brought to you by Fortify.com. Fortifeuie.com for the best pre and post workout around. Comes in the form of coconut, caramel, and fruit punch. However the hell you want to get pumped up before the gym, go to Fortify.com and use promo code Ryan20. Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com, 2700 22nd Street North in Edmonton, St. Petersburg. Women's self-defense classes, kids classes, MMA classes, whatever the hell you need. I go out there. WashChaseprinting.com, the best printing company in all the Bay Area. Business cards, posters, yard signs, whatever the hell you need, print it up. I go out there. Finally, are you mentally all like me? If you live in Florida or Maryland, go to counselingoncall.net and there you can sign on. All right, we're going to come back in happy hour, keep this party going.
Hello again. It's your favorite San Francisco DJ, Hammerin' Hank. I may look normal, but the truth is, I have a condition known as autism. That's right, it's a condition, not a disease. Fact is, autism can strike anyone, regardless of who they are. People with autism normally have difficulties in verbal and nonverbal communication skills, social interactions, and leisure activities. In a recent study, people with autism are less likely to have a job and more likely to become homeless. I beat the odds by having loving friends and family, having a college education. I have even worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an honorary personality for many years. Always remember that people with autism want the same things as you, to be happy and successful. To find out more about autism, please contact your local mental health center or visit autismspeech.org. This is Hammer and Hank, and I appreciate your kindness.
Oh, yeah. I got so much to tell you guys. It's absolutely crazy. Just know a lot of work is put into this show. I take great pride in this show, but a lot of work goes in. So just be nice to me. Be happy that I work really hard to put on a good show. Okay, cool. Got it.
Hey, this is Tom Bernard, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Oh, yeah. Anywho, we're going to have a good time and get back to business. Oh, it's going to be absolutely wild.
And now here's Ryan Hoppy with Hoppy Hour.
Oh, sure. Let's go.
Welcome to Hoppy Hour.
In your heart, you know he's right.
Doors closing.
It's time for Hoppy in the morning.
It's Hoppy Hour.
Voice cutting like a blade. Hoppy hour worldwide, got the whole game swayed. Speak heat where the waves kiss the sand. Mic in his hand, Luna chilling on the stand. Talk sex, talk fame, talking truth unfiltered. No cap, Ryan Hop got the spotlight tilted. Throwback spinning, beats hitting like a hammer. Late night vibes, turn it up on your scanner.
It's the Hoppy Hour flow, let the speakers pound. From the Bay to the world, yeah, we all tuned out. Throwbacks, real facts, keep it raw, keep it true. Hoppy Hour in the mix, bringing life to the booth. Celeb gossip sizzling, hotter than the Gulf Stream. Ryan drop a line, it's sharper than the
49 Hoppy. 856-494-6773. You tweeted me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me. Ryan Hoppy Radio. hoppyhour@gmail.com.
You for a ride, addict on the air. Then his voice breaks through. 6'9", giant with a heart so true. From St. Pete to the globe, the stories unfold. Every throwback joint, every truth that he told.
Happy Hot Topic.
All righty. Let's see what's going on here right now.
Jake Paul is recovering in the hospital after his knockout fight with Anthony Joshua. The YouTuber and former Unified...
I feel like ever since that Mike Tyson fight, I feel like people don't care as much. Like, I respect that he's a circus, but it's like, I don't respect... It just feels like everything's fake with him.
Heavyweight champion went head-to-head at the Kaseya Center in Miami, Florida, December 19th, where they were scheduled to compete in 8 rounds together.
I've heard he's a good dude. I mean, I actually talked to him on the phone one time when he called into a former radio show I worked on, but he just, I don't know. He tries to be tough. It's like, dude, you're a Disney kid or Nickelodeon, whatever it was.
However, the match concluded early in the 6th round when the British boxer landed a fight-ending blow to Jake's chin.
Oh, poor baby. Whatever. It's all scripted. But you also can't hate on the money he's making.
Happy Hot Topic!
Nikki Garcia is addressing those romance rumors.
Oh my God. Nikki Garcia just seems like she doesn't know what she wants. She just seems, I don't know, what she wants, she?
During an episode of the Nikki and Brie podcast, the WWE star seemingly shuts down speculation that she's dating Philadelphia Eagles player Cooper DeJean.
Oh yeah, I love when they shut down the rumors that they're dating somebody. They're not dating. They're doing this thing called banging. 2 different things.
When she openly confesses that she hasn't been intimate in a, quote, really long time.
Oh, yeah, and Cooper tore wide up.
Yeah, so it's funny when people call me a whore when I actually, like, haven't had intimacy in a really long time. Like,
I sometimes think it's not healthy for women when they go that long without intimacy. Like, sometimes I feel like they brag a little bit. Like, they try to be like, oh, look at us. We want them without intimacy. It's like, it doesn't seem healthy. You seem kind of grumpy. Like, if you talk to a beautiful woman, it's like, oh, I'm celibate. It's like, shut up. Go have sex.
Even think of kissing.
In fact, Nikki, who filed for divorce from ex-husband Artem Chigvintsev last year, also jokingly admits that she hasn't even kissed anyone.
Yeah,
that's not good. I'm not saying to go out there and slut it up. But at the same time, when you're like actively not doing anything, yeah, it's not good.
I was thinking of this last night, like, do I still know how to kiss? I'm about to just make out with my pillow to make sure like I still got it.
Yeah, you need to just get, you know, just torn up.
Total Bellas alum first sparked dating rumors with the 22-year-old when the pair were spotted looking awfully close during a recent trip to Philadelphia.
Yeah, if you're a football player and you're close to Nikki Garcia, you're not playing chess.
In a December Instagram video, Nikki could be seen posing in front of Cooper's locker before joining him and his friends at what appears to be a post-game celebration. She wrote in the caption, "So blessed for the people around me, new friends and old, who make life so special and fun." E! News previously reached out to reps for Nikki and Cooper for comment, but hasn't yet heard back.
There you go. Let's see here. What do we got going on right here?
Happy Hot Topic!
All right, we're back on ABC News Live with this week's social story. That's where we post 3 stories on our social media and you decide what we take a closer look at. This week's choices, Trump reclassifies marijuana, avatar behind the scenes, and airline...
All right, so it's just about him reclassifying marijuana. I love how he's trying to take the credit when he's not the one that came up with it.
Cruz Beckham is clearing the air after a media report claimed that his parents, David and Victoria Beckham, unfollowed their eldest son, Brooklyn Beckham, and his wife, Nicola Peltz Beckham, on Instagram amid a rumored family feud. The 20-year-old sets the record straight, claiming Brooklyn actually blocked them. Writing to his Instagram stories December 20th, "Not true. My mom and dad would never unfollow their son. Let's get the facts right."
Yeah, this whole thing with this like broken family is really sad. It's like, God, life is so short. And I tell this to people all the time that don't get along with their dad. It's like, you get one dad in life, get over yourself.
woke up blocked, as did I. And this wouldn't be the first instance of family strife between the Beckhams. Indeed, a source previously revealed to E! News that the feud may have started during the couple's 2022 wedding. With the source telling E! News in May, Brooklyn and Nicola were under the impression they were being gifted their first dance by Marc Anthony. Marc Anthony announced, "Please welcome to the stage the most beautiful woman in the room, Victoria Beckham." Brooklyn wasn't quite...
That's kind of douchey for him to say that. I don't know why. Does he have something against the girl? Why would you say that? That's pretty stupid. But then again, you don't look at Marc Anthony and go, "Oh, what a genius."
Sure what to do and was put in an awkward situation. The insider added, Nicola left the room crying. She eventually came back and was able to collect herself to celebrate the rest of her wedding. However, Brooklyn recently addressed the chatter surrounding his family's dynamic, emphasizing that no matter what people say, Nicola has his back.
That's good. I'm glad he has his back. 856-49-HOPPY.
Happy Hot Topic!
Madonna is sharing a glimpse into her holiday festivities.
I have this friend named Philip. He's this gay guy that does meditation classes, and he's one of my closest friends. And he says I'm the Madonna of radio because people either love me or hate me, and I absolutely love it.
On December 20th, the singer posts a rare family photo of her twins Stella and Esther celebrating the seventh night of Hanukkah with boyfriend Akeem Morris. In the sweet snap shared to Madonna's Instagram story December 20th, Akeem and her youngest daughters can be seen sitting around a dinner table topped with a lit menorah and food. But this wouldn't be the first time the Grammy winner shared a glimpse into her private life with Akeem and her kids. Madonna offered a look into her recent birthday celebration in Italy with her entire family.
Yeah, I feel like she'd be really good in bed. Okay. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. All right. You won't believe the absolute craziness I've had to deal with today. So, at work, it was locking me out of my account. And obviously, if you log into an account for three times in a row and you get it wrong, you can't log in for 20 minutes. It was showing me that screen over and over again. And here's the annoying part. Everybody's like, "Yeah, you logged in too many times incorrectly." I'm like, no, I didn't. What's funny is because I'm so good at radio, I had to chop up this segment. This has been in three different parts. Usually my show's done just directly in a row, but I just had to stop recording from that Madonna segment to let the IT look at my account, and it's fine. But it's so funny. Like, I was absolutely losing my mind. I had to go to Kava House to get some Kava because it's, like, God, like, everybody was like, "Yeah, you're doing it wrong." I'm like, no, I swear I'm not. Like, I may not be a computer guru, but like, I knew something was wrong and it's all fixed. But I don't know if you've ever had that with IT where like, you know that what you're saying is right and it's like, they're confused. Yeah. So it's all good. It's funny because I could have just not addressed it at all. I could have easily just kept doing the show, but this is an unfiltered, chaotic show. I embrace the imperfections, and I had to get it off my chest. Let's get back to the show.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Mm-hmm. Colin Jost delivers another wild NSFW joke in his target, Scarlett Johansson.
I'm wondering what she really thinks about these jokes, because she's kind of like a girl that's kind of too cool for the room or whatever, and I wonder if she likes being the punchline or if there's a part of her. It's a little embarrassing, like with the roast beef joke last year.
During the annual Weekend Update joke swap on SNL, the comedian switches punchlines with co-host Michael Che. And as usual, Colin's wife was caught in the crossfire. As Colin read nervously live on air,
"New research shows that millions of women leave the workforce due to menopause, which means there's only a couple years left on my gravy train."
And unable to contain his laughter, the comedian continues by saying, "My girl already be like, Colin, I'm warm. Colin, I'm sweating. You having a hot flash."
Why would you beep out the word bitch? God, we're so sensitive.
The next line then includes Wednesday actress Jenna Ortega, and it's one that left the crowd and Colin in shock.
I get confused because I believe there was a girl named Jeannie Ortega who did that song from the 2000s, right? Anywho, Riveting stuff, Ryan.
But don't worry about me. I got a backup. They don't call Wednesday hump day for nothing.
Last year, Scarlett found herself as the butt of another joke, but that one compared her nether...
Yeah, Jeannie Ortega had the song Crowded, which was a banger in the club.
Regions to roast beef. The actress shared her reaction with InStyle in March, explaining she found it, quote, vulgar.
Yeah, pretty girls like that don't have a sense of humor. Like, I don't even know what, I mean, I know why Michael Che did it, but a lot of times these women don't have a sense of humor.
I just can't believe that they went there. It was so vulgar, it was so gross.
Oh yeah, you know he slept on the couch that night. Someone can't laugh at themselves. There is nothing less attractive than a woman that can't laugh at themselves. It's honestly repulsive. I don't care how freaking pretty you are. If you can't laugh at yourself, you're not that attractive, honey.
And even Colin acknowledged that perhaps the joke went too far.
He acknowledged that after the argument. He seemed pretty proud. I mean, because you could even tell with her face when he made that joke. You could just tell he was in the doghouse with JV and Elvis.
Saying during an episode of The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, I'm in trouble, I think, with a lot of people. Scarlett was genuinely so shocked.
Colin Jost joke. For a little reminder of what the joke was, here it is from last year.
I've been eating roast beef every night since my wife had the kid.
You can say that again, Scarlett. Scarlett Johansson reacts in real time to her hubby Colin Jost not safe for work jokes on Saturday Night Live's winter finale. Over the weekend, the actress joined Colin at Studio 8A.
That was 1 year ago?
H. And watched along as he and Weekend Update co-host Michael Che participated in SNL's tradition of reading each other's jokes that they've never seen before. And it got wild.
Hey, boo. Y'all know Scarlett just celebrated her 40th birthday, which means I'm about to get up out of there.
And there she is laughing at the joke like you thought she had a sense of humor.
What? She is.
I'll do it. Yeah. I'm committed.
Nah, I'm just playing. We just had a kid together, and y'all ain't seen no pictures of him yet because he black as hell. Shit, I ain't afraid of you mofos.
Scarlett.
Yeah, she has a great sense of humor, doesn't she?
It's reaction. Let's just say she did.
All right, this announcer's annoying me. It's been an annoying day. Being alive is annoying.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Did you hear about this new dating app?
Mm-hmm.
Jewish mother.
Right here.
Do you want grandchildren, but your kids are taking their sweet time? Well, a new dating app is here for you. It's called Just Kibitz, and it's made especially for Jewish mothers. That's right, no need to wait for your kids to set up their own, let's face it, doomed to fail dates. Now you can take control and set them up yourself.
Yeah, I want my mom having no impact on my dating life.
The site was created by Jeffrey Kaplan because, as he said in an interview with the Atlanta Jewish Times, he has a single brother, and if he can't find him a nice Jewish girl to date, their mom is just gonna plot.
There you go. There's the new dating app hidden around. Oh, geez.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
What's going on here?
It looks like Matt Damon was never getting a trip to Pandora. Following the actor's previous claim that he turned down the lead role of Jake Sully in Avatar, director James Cameron has revealed his side of the story to the...
Yeah, Matt Damon just seems like such a douchebag. You just look at Matt Damon like, shut up. You're not that cool. Also, if you're friends with Jimmy Kimmel, you're not that cool.
The Hollywood Reporter, in an interview published December 18th, the director says, quote, he was never offered the part. I can't remember if I sent him the script or not. I don't think I did. As James remembers of their decade-old conversation regarding the movie, Matt explained, though he would love to be in the 2009 film, he had a scheduling conflict due to his role in the Bourne movies. While
Yeah, I like the Bourne movies, though. Those are pretty badass.
It is true the pair discussed the blockbuster hit. James says Matt's involvement was never a done deal, adding, quote, but he was never offered. There was never a deal. We never talked about the character.
Good on James Cameron calling out that douche.
We never got to that level. It was simply an availability issue. At the time of his claim, Matt asserted on the 2023 episode of Who's Talking to Chris Wallace that he turned down a $250 million offer, 10% of the film's box office income.
Whatever. I've actually never seen Avatar. My mom's in town right now. And I was supposed to see it with her in 2009, and we never saw it. And every weekend, she's like, Do you want to see it? And I should probably be a good son and see her with her, wouldn't you think? It's on Disney Plus now. All right. What's going on with these mutants?
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
Amy Schumer sharing what gets her through the toughest of times.
Fighting.
Speaking on her Judaism in an interview with Noah Tishby.
I didn't know she was Jewish.
December 21st. The comedian says,
when things are their absolute worst is when my family is the funniest, you know? Just when we hit rock bottom is when we can laugh the hardest. And then that's how we've survived. And I think that that's not unique to me. I think that's like a Jewish character.
Yeah. It's a way to overcome oppression.
You have to laugh.
Amy also.
Yeah, I agree. I think she's going to really regret leaving this guy. I didn't like how she brought up his autism as like something like that's very unfair because she seems like kind of a bitch.
Also shared this Instagram story of a passage about friends, written by author Hannah Rosenberg. It reads, "My life is filled with the souls of women I love, who show up on my doorstep to celebrate and grieve, who stand up for me when I put myself down. If you have these women, remember, the soulmate is a wonderful thought."
Well, she doesn't seem to be meant to be married. Like, I'm not trying to slut shame, but she seems happier when she's just putting it. 856. 49 Hoppy. This is a weird clip right here. This is Ray J doing a lie detector test, saying that Camo is up for a lie detector test on Love Cabin on Zeus, the TV channel.
I'm take the lie detector and heart rate test. Okay?
Yes.
If your heart rate...
Ray J's got a weird voice. I mean, I know I do too, but...
is high as fuck, we know you lying. And my special guests, they're going to ask the questions.
Axe. I don't know why they say that.
They're going to ask the most realest, the most rawest, the most uncut questions.
Ray J, are you a deadbeat dad?
I'm sweating already.
Yeah, because you're a loser. I used to really like Ray J, and he's just an idiot. We're going to talk about Nicki Minaj. She said some weird stuff. I mean, I love how people are like surprised. She's literally married to a thug.
Happy Hot Topic!
Right here.
You have amazing role models like the assassin, J.D. Vance, our vice president. And when I say that...
She's weird, man. Like... honestly, you have to be weird if you're married to Kenneth Petty. And I think she's such a better rapper than Cardi B. And I think Cardi B stole her whole act. But Nicki Minaj just skanks, man.
Nicki Minaj made a surprise appearance on the final day of Turning Point USA's annual convention, America Fest, taking the stage.
I don't know. I want to like Erica Kirk, but she just seems so fake.
Stage with the organization's CEO, Erica Kirk. On Sunday, December 21st, the rapper walked hand in hand with Charlie Kirk's widow before the pair sat down for a conversation. At one point, Minaj referred to President Trump as dashing and handsome.
Well, that's pretty pathetic. I hate when these celebrities grift. It's like the popular term online for like kissing ass of the Republicans because that's the cool party right now in some people's eyes. Like, you're a trash bag. You're married to a legit rapist. Of course you would like Trump.
As she took a swipe at California Governor Gavin Newsom, with whom she has been recently feuding online.
Yeah, Gavin Newsom, like, I don't like him, but I don't dislike him. But yeah, he's so focused on Nikki, it's weird. It's like you should be focused on your state.
For young men, don't be new scum.
Whoa, that was a good one! With your IQ of 70.
yes. See, dear young men, you have amazing role models.
Oh, they're such good people. They're Republicans.
Like our handsome, dashing president.
What a dumb broad. He's not handsome at all. JD's not ugly. Trump's not handsome. But look at who you're married to, you pig.
She went on to list Vice President J.D. Vance as another amazing role model, referring to him as an assassin.
Oh, yeah, a guy that had sex with a couch. What a good guy. Mm-hmm. Get my voice back.
For appearing to quickly realize the term she used in front of Kirk's widow. Charlie Kirk.
Yeah, she said assassin.
Was assassinated on September 10th at Utah Valley University.
And this is what he once said about Nicki Minaj.
B. Okay, Nicki Minaj is causing dads to leave the home.
Hold on a second. I don't think that's a good role model for 18-year-old black girls. I don't. I don't think that songs that are talking about like glorifying wet female genitalia is exactly. I don't know which one wrote that song. Which one was it?
I think it was Ben Shapiro.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but
that was Cardi B, you dummy.
Is
you uncultured moron.
Is but by the way,
you're a dead uncultured moron.
The role models of the 1940s and 50s for Black America were completely different.
It's not false.
So it is a representation issue.
Hold on a second. No, not representation. It's who do you get your art from? It's what values are they putting forward? For example, more times than not, black politicians will lament the condition of America. It's systemically racist. It's terrible. What does that do to a 14-year-old black kid if you just find that you hear that everything is rigged against you? Instead, they should be saying, hey, there might be some barriers, but if you believe in yourself enough, you can achieve in this country.
He's kind of right.
It creates a form of social conditioning of low expectations. And that's not my argument. You know whose argument that is?
Nicki Minaj. There you go. Ah, man.
Marking this year's conference as the first since his death.
And you have amazing role models like the assassin J.D. Vance, our vice president.
What a dumb broad.
And when I say that...
She can't finish a sentence. She's stupid. Go back to rapping about your vagina.
Trust me. There's nothing new under the sun that I have not heard, so you're fine. Yes, we did. I love you.
Oh, shut up, Erica. Go have a threesome with her and Jeannie. I hate when people overuse the word love. It waters down the term. When you use the word love all the time, it makes it illegitimate. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love you. Shut up. You don't love her. You don't care about anybody.
You have to laugh about it, truly. I have been called every single thing. And you know what? God is so good, you let it
roll. Oh, God's so real.
Right off your back. And this is what's so beautiful about this moment, because if the internet wants to clip it, who cares? I love this woman. She's an amazing woman. She has a soul and a heart for the Lord.
Oh, yeah. God would want you to be married to a rapist, right?
And words are words. But
And then there's the boys will be boys comment.
After Erica's reassurance over the slip-up, the rapper finished her thoughts on the topic, declaring, boys will be boys.
For boys, boys, be boys.
Amen.
Be Amen. Boys, it's okay. Be boys. It's nothing wrong with being a boy. Amen. How about that?
And if you were to ask her about her husband, there's nothing wrong with being a rapist, right? Oh, yeah. Alex Earl was seen on the boat taking pictures in Mexico on a Cabo trip. That's what every girl does after a breakup, is they start taking pictures. Elsie Hewitt, who is Pete Davidson's girlfriend that he just had a kid with, says to all the moms, do you just sit there and stare at your baby and cry at how much you love them and can't believe it's yours and that your body made this perfect thing and you don't even know how to handle being in love? Yeah, I'll never relate to that because I got a vasectomy. But Corey Feldman was saying that Corey Haim molested him, but now he's walking back those claims. Kyle Chrisley, the loser brother of the Chrisleys, was arrested for assault and public intox. Yeah, those morons don't know how to handle their booze in public. And then here is a supposed slip of the tongue by Erica Kirk. Let's see how much of a slip of the tongue it is. You guys ready? Let's go right here.
The devastating loss of Charlie Kirk, my incredible husband at UVU. Caleb has persisted with the same grift. Excuse me, gift.
That was amazing.
Grit. It has been a long day.
That was the greatest thing ever. And then there's this weird thing going on. So there is this site where they're recreating. It's at, let me see here. This is at AmFest, the annual youth conference for Turning Point USA. And they recreated where Charlie Kirk got shot and killed. And to me, that is the creepiest thing ever. People are taking selfies there. People are like reenacting it. And I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? We have become so desensitized to murder that it's honestly quite creepy. Like somebody died. I feel like I'm the only person that's got like a heart in this world. I'm like, what the hell's going on? Have we lost our mind? Mm-hmm. All right, 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. Let's see what's going on here.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Right here.
Ariana Grande has Ethan Slater in her corner.
I hate how everybody in Hollywood kisses Ariana's ass, and nobody addresses the fact that she's kind of like a millennial Giselle Bundchen, where she's with somebody that she cheated on her husband with, and he is with somebody that he cheated on his wife with, and we're supposed to just sit here and act like this is a legitimate couple. It makes me absolutely angry, and people attack me online and go, oh, you're wrong. No. She looks like a side chick. She's like 90 pounds. She's probably on Ozempic. She probably has body dysmorphia. It's quite frightening. I will always call out the cloud chasers until the day I die, okay?
As the Grammy winner hosted Saturday Night Live for the third time, Ethan watched her from the wings and also supported fellow Wicked co-star Bowen Yang as he...
He seems like such a dish.
...completed his last show as a cast member. Ethan appeared in a photo Ariana's longtime pal and Victoria's co-star Liz Gillies shared on Instagram December 21st, posing in her SNL dressing room.
Yeah, I feel like the SNL dressing rooms were all the cocaine gets snorted. Mm-hmm.
Alongside Liz and Ariana's childhood friend, Aaron Simon Gross. The Wicked co-star was also spotted making his way into 30 Rock by a fan who shared a photo of the 33-year-old walking into the building to meet Ariana at Studio 8H on social media. It comes as no surprise that Ethan wanted to support his partner too, as he has shared his admiration for Ariana's comedic craft, telling Jennifer Hudson on her daytime talk show last year, quote, "She's so funny. She's a comedy genius." He admitted that some of Ariana's funniest scenes were outtakes, adding, quote, "Ari's hilarious. I can't wait for people to see the takes that..."
Whatever. She's so funny. When I think of humor, I think of Ariana Grande. If Ariana Grande's funny, humor is dead. Here is Chrissy Teigen saying she wants her front tooth. Man, one of the best things about her going away is that we don't have to hear about her. She's so freaking annoying.
Mm-hmm.
So it shows them making candy canes. Where is she? Right here.
Candy cane girl.
All right, there's not much to that video. That's the blessing and curse. I learned this from Tom Bernard, my mentor and my boss, to watch clips for the first time with the audience, because then you're learning about it with the audience. But sometimes the clips are not good. That would drive someone like MJ nuts that wants to know. Which is fine. He does a good show. But I'm just saying, for me, I embrace the imperfections. Okay? Does that work with you? If it does not, I honestly don't care. JoJo Siwa's boyfriend says they have a chance to get engaged. Yeah. That would definitely be interesting. You know her ex is probably pissed off that she's dating a guy now. The Weezer bassist wife says that her world fell apart after being shot by cops. Yeah. I don't know what fell more apart, her world or Weezer's career.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
It's time for
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
The semen was so big.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around.
Don't worry, Fresno. Hoppy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Since my mom's in town, I'm in kind of a Chicago mood. So here is Droked Out by Soundmaster T. Are you ready? Let's go.
Change swing, pimps and the players gon' do the damn thing. Coming in the club, taking over streets, taking over main, ripping choked out beats. Got 'em on charge, got 'em on lock. Everywhere we go, guaranteed to blow the spot. Messages to them haters, trying to say them gators. Bullets gon' blaze ya, nothing is gonna save ya. Bets on the streets, bets on the beats. If you wanna bounce, best bet, report to me. My city, Chi-Town, where I put it down. Ain't no limit, dropping beats by the pound. The ball's out a lot, cause you know I call the shots. Stacking paper like the baking sodas in the pot.
Hey, we got the remedy, we got the drone. We got them getting down on the floor. We getting choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out, choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out. Never did. Play good. Hey, shout it, let me see you get loose. We getting choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out, choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out.
Pop a Patron with a mean lean. Yeah. Grim tilted and representing my home team. What? Super ugly with a stack of money is a Gator King. By the bar, Mr. Pimpin' is a Gator thing.
Tell them how we do it, Joe.
Gator.
Gator wants rims.
Rims spinning. And I ain't even driving. I'm just parking lot pimpin'. Yeah. Slide off in the club, finna manage in the tipsy. So fresh, so clean. Woo. With a swagger in my lip. And what it is?
What it is?
What it do?
What it do?
Come on, shout it. Let me see you get loose.
Get loose.
If you bought it, you can get some great goo.
Great goo.
And VIP, I'm putting my hands on you.
Hey, we got the remedy.
We got the drone.
We got the drone.
We got them getting down on the floor.
On the floor.
We getting
choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out, choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out.
Never did.
Play
good.
Play good.
Hey, shout it. Let me see you get loose.
Get loose.
We getting
choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out, choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out.
Don't be putting no chases in my drink. I want two high liquors, pimp. Smoke, drink, smoke, drink.
People stay.
Smoke, drink, smoke, drink.
People stay bent. All on the earth. I don't even curse. Speech all slur. Nothing in my cup. Shit is all girl. Y'all hiding the motherfucker making up words. Liquor like men. I like them light skin. Two at a time. Y'all, I'm 20 twin twin. Patron and Grey Goose. Banger Ray and Seagram's gin. Stay together in my glass like they all best friends. I can't walk. I can't talk. Joking from the day to the dark. Teeth are off a square, but my goons on pee. It's drinks on you, all eyes on me. And niggas with me drinking dumb. Henny mixed with Remy Ma. Party going all night. When we kick it hard. Niggas with they smoke out. They be getting choked out. Mix it with some liquor, nigga. We be getting droked out.
Choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out. Choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out. Choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out. Choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Let's go through all the sponsors right now. I never get freaking podcasts that begin their show with like seven live reads or sponsors. I'm like, who's listening to that? If I were that sponsor, I'd be pissed off. Well, what do I know? A lot.
This following segment has been brought to you by Cheeky Mouth Guards at GetCheeky.com. When I tell you it's the best way to quit biting on the side of your mouth, I'm a man of my words. GetCheeky.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. Shimmerwood CBD drinks at Shimmerwood.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. GetGoodFeels.com for good vibes THC drinks. Go to GetGoodFeels.com and use promo code HOPPY to save 20%. OldGlory.com for the best t-shirts around. Use promo code HOPPY to save 15%. Garden State Distillery Dirty Vodka. GardenStateDistillery.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Drinks at AspireDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Afuera Coffee. AFUERA Coffee.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. FSDrinks.com. For the best boba around, use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Oh, you're looking for the best beef jerky? BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. And finally, are you looking for a good energy bar? QuantumSquares.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. All of these are on my website, RyanHoppyRadio.com, R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E, radio.com. I would hope you know how to spell radio. Or it's in my podcast section. So whenever you listen to Hoppy Hour like you are right now, in the podcast description is all of that. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour and keep this party going and going. But let's hear from Hammer and Hank. But you can hear the Hammer and Hank show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy on Spotify by searching up Hammerin, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank show, and check it out on his podcast feed.
Mm-hmm. People with autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People with autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, love, and learn to get an education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else with autism. So when you meet someone with autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit AutismSpeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
Oh, yeah. Are you guys ready for the best last segment of your life of listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy? Because, oh boy, am I.
Hey, kids, it's Brother Wheeze from The Wheeze Show, and you're listening to The Hoppy Show.
Hey, this is Steve Covino from The Covino and Rich Show, and you're listening to Ryan Hoppy on The Hoppy Hour.
Hey, it's MJ from the MJ Morning Show on Q105, 104.7 FM Tampa Bay, and you're listening to The Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
This is Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Let's go. All right, now.
Welcome to Hoppy Hour.
Door is closing.
And now, something completely different.
Happy Hour!
Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Tuned in, dial spinning, catch the vibe on the wire. Hoppy hour burning hotter than the Florida fire. 6-9 tower, voice cutting through the static. Dropping truth sharper than a DJ scratches. St. Pete to the globe, syndicate the vision. Throwback beats mixing with the host precision. Celebrity chaos, love, lust, and the grind. Hoppy ain't shy, speaks the thoughts on his mind. It's the Hoppy Hour, worldwide power. Radio waves hitting strong by the hour. Throwback spin, Luna purrs at home. Hoppy's truth, louder than the megaphone. Mic check, Hoppy with the double XL height. Casting shadows in the moon's soft light. Luna's his muse, feline queen of the throne. While he conquers airwaves, a king in his zone. Sex in the city? Nah, it's sex in the beats. With tales of the streets, where the real talk meets. Celebrity buzz, from scandals to schemes. The truth cuts clean like a laser beam.
Set peace to the global waves.
Oh yeah. Oh my God, I'm so sad. I love the NFL playoffs. But we only got 2 more weeks of red zone. This year flew by. And tonight, you got the Indianapolis Colts and the San Francisco 49ers. And what I'm sad about, well, first of all, it's going to be weird watching Phillip Rivers again. But what I'm sad about is there's no Manning cast tonight. Why wouldn't you have a Manning cast when it's Peyton Manning, who played for Indianapolis? Doesn't make any sense to me. But some good news, I guess, if you're a Chiefs fan. Patrick Mahomes is already making very good progress with his torn ACL. And DK Metcalf swung at an NFL fan that was talking smack to him. I know they're all hyper from playing, but I never get why the players let the fans get to them. They're losers.
He is the misfit of radio, and he is fine with that. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Happy Hot Topic!
Tom Brady shares a cryptic message after ex-wife Gisele Bündchen gets remarried.
I was getting into it with somebody online. I usually never reply to comments, but somebody told me, oh, how do you know that Gisele was a side chick? Because Tom Brady was with pregnant Bridget Moynihan and began banging Gisele. And then she cheated on him with the karate teacher. So Tom Brady built this karma by having a side chick as a wife. You never wife down a side chick.
After the Brazilian supermodel who was previously married to the 7-time Super Bowl champ from 2009 to 2022 tied the knot with boyfriend Joaquin Valente, Tom is seemingly giving insight into his current state of mind. The retired NFL quarterback who shares 16-year-old son Ben and 13-year-old daughter Vivian with Gisele.
And the kids are growing up.
Shares a selfie to his Instagram stories December 20th wearing a white hoodie that reads Forever Young.
He does these weird things whenever there's a post about Gisele. It's just so childish. Like, I like Brady. He brought Tampa Bay a championship. He was fun to watch on the Patriots, even though I hated the Patriots. But it's like, dude, he's like a bitch.
Captioning the shot, yup, with a 100 emoji. However, it's Tom's emotional song choice for the post that's garnering attention. Choosing Logic's 2017 mental health anthem, 1-800-273-8255.
You should never, I mean, trust me, I've been there where I've thought about it, and I actually tried to kill myself 2 years ago, but it would have been hard to drown in a 5-foot pool. Anywho, I've been there where you go through a heartbreak and you can't believe it, but you should never let a woman cause you to be suicidal.
Named after the American National Suicide Prevention Lifeline.
That is.
This cryptic post from the 48-year-old comes a little more than 2 weeks after Gisele and Joaquin said, I do, December 3rd in a Florida ceremony.
And you know how this is going to end? Either Joaquin's going to cheat on her or Gisele will cheat on him.
according to marriage records viewed by E! News.
All right, there you go. And then here's Andre Reed saying the Bills have a clear path to the Super Bowl with KC eliminated.
Amazing event out in San Diego. Sixth annual bike giveaway, 4,000.
All right, so it's one of those clips where he's promoting himself. But yeah, this is the year for Buffalo to win. Tory Lanez said, I never shot Megan Thee Stallion. It's not true. You did. Let's see what this clip is. Hilaria Baldwin says, I'm ready to move, but I have a big Christmas surprise.
We have to ask you really quickly. I know you and Alec want to move across country or move somewhere.
Somewhere. I know. I don't know. I don't know what is.
Where's that Spanish accent, honey?
Going to happen, but I feel that we need a big change.
Yeah, going from the Hamptons to LA, really big of a change. Go to like Wyoming.
And he's so good at like making plans and always planning, but sometimes when you plan too much, nothing ever happens. And for me, I'm somebody where I'm like.
That was kind of a shot at her husband.
Like, I don't know. Let's go like, let's leap. Let's go try something. So we're putting stuff on the market. I don't know where we're going to go. Maybe it's going to be New Jersey. Maybe it's going to be LA. Maybe it's going to be a different place in New York. But I feel like we just need a big change and just shake things up a bit.
Shake it up, like Scott Farrell says.
So have you even started looking at all?
Yeah, I know. I'm looking all the time. I love Zillow. I'm like at night.
Zillow makes me sad. Like I've gotten apartments through Zillow, so I'll get updates. It's like, do you want this house for $850,000 in Lutz, Florida? I'm like, I don't know.
What do I do at night? Like, what am I about? Like looking at Zillow and like learning to
learning what, honey?
Different neighborhoods and looking at schools and stuff like that. So yeah, no, I have I'm looking all the time. When the article like came the other day and people were like, oh no, they.
You know, she never does.
No, I'm like, they know what? I don't even know. But like, I'm having fun. Like, house hunting is literally the most fun.
What?
See, that's because they're rich. They can get any house.
What do the holidays look like for you and Alec?
The holidays, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
You know, she'd be fun in bed. She'd tear it up.
Told him yet. And I can't say it now, but like, stay tuned on my Instagram.
He'll finally get the back door.
Because there's going to be like a big gift. That.
Oh yeah. All right, there you go. It's time for the thing we do, known as radio news.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Motherfuckers. I make killers. Motherfuckers. I hate. Hey, yo. 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 Static crackles, hoppy on the air, spilling radio secrets, man, he don't care. Airing out the closet, skeletons in pairs. DJ drama, he's the one who dares. Program director, scheming in the back rooms. Payola playlist, rigged like monsoons. Fake callers on the line, they rehearse too soon. Truth hits harder than a bassline boom. Radio snitching, hoppy spitting the truth. Pulling back the curtain, exposing the booth. No more lies, no more disguise. He got the receipts, calling out the spy. Morning show's faker than they laughs at six.
Joe Show.
Host rate the scripts, interns running miles, unpaid trips while the suits sip coffee, counting clicks. He's the voice that the FM fears. Mic in hand, cutting through veneers. Pulling cards, no regard for careers. Broadcast assassin, they all in tears. Jingle, jingling, fake.
So I guess the iHeartRadio app's gonna add video podcasts. I love when they're always like 4 years behind on things. Congrats, guys! All right. Southside Steve is a radio legend out of Atlanta who worked with Christopher Rude and the morning show, the Rude Morning Show, I believe, Rude Awakening in the 90s. And then he worked on The Regular Guys, which was on 96 Rock and Rock 100.5. And they all hated each other, but they were like the Opie and Anthony of Atlanta. And he just got let go by George's Fox FM. And I find it absolutely ridiculous because out of all the radio in the world, it's all voice tracked and boring and there's no personality and every DJ sounds the same. And you can love or hate Southside Steve, but you know what you're going to get out of him. And that's a really good dude. And if you want to hear the Southside Steve interview I did, check this podcast feed. Charlamagne Tha God extends a deal with iHeartMedia. between him and specifically Woody, not Menace on the Woody Show, but between Charlamagne and Woody, those are the best guys on iHeartMedia. And I saw that like Joe Budden was really jealous. And I hate when these like millionaires, like I know you're never happy, but these millionaires get jealous of others. It's like, I thought the point of the culture was to support each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Fresno. Happy Hour will be right back.
But then again, Joe Budden does have kind of a sketchy past.
Yo, it's Hoppy Hour. We about to go live. Tampa Bay News is the place we arrive. From the beach to the bay and the city's crazy moves. We got stories hotter than the Florida grooms. Tampa Bay News, we making it spin. All Hoppy Hour where the real begins. Uh-huh. Turn it up loud, let's get in the mix. From St. Pete to the world, we bringing the fix.
Bringing the fix, we bringing the fix. Bringing the fix.
I saw this next headline, and this made me absolutely mad. I hate where Florida's going. I have lived here 11 years, and it's becoming unaffordable for the Floridians that were born and raised here. Ridiculous.
Happy Hot Topic.
Roger.
Our news channel 8 at 10 on the CW Tampa Bay, sponsored by Farrah and Farrah.
Good evening. I'm Paola Suro. Thanks for joining us.
God, she's pretty freaking cute, this girl.
As for News Channel 8 on the CW Tampa Bay, a 5-hour beach day. That'll be $22, please. Indian Rocks Beach says they're getting rid of free parking. City leaders say this is about storm damage, but...
Yeah, this hurricane really messed up the area. But these politicians could take money out of their paycheck. They're screwing over the everyday average Joe because they're elitists. They barely care about the area. All they care about is the bottom line. And I know that's how America is, but it just feels like the free spiritedness of Florida. When I moved here in 2015, it feels like it's gone.
Mm-hmm. As News Channel 8's Ryan Arbogast found out, business owners are not buying it.
Yeah, I can assume. If you go to the beach for 6 hours, that's almost $30. That's ridiculous.
Folks out here on Indian Rocks Beach are calling this another tax on tourism in Pinellas County. If you're coming to the beach to sunbathe or to watch the sunset, get ready to take out your wallet.
Yeah, and the politicians wonder why nobody goes in to vote. The politicians wonder why they're hated, because they're scumbags. I love the like typical news clip where you got the sound effect of the driving.
From sun and palm trees to QR codes. Indian Rocks Beach, the last Pinellas domino to fall for free parking.
It's sad. It is just insane how everything is going up in prices, but no companies are paying more. Like, if we all were making more, then it wouldn't be that big of a deal. It's honestly a scam. This country's a scam.
So annoying because it'll hurt business because people...
Oh, but the politicians care about the business. No, they don't.
I mean, people are not going to want to come to the beach as much if they have to pay.
Lily Ziller's office is just feet from the sand.
See what you're doing, politicians, you scumbags?
The kooky coconut relying on tourists for business. And oftentimes beach parking for spots when it's busy season.
So if it costs money, people just won't come and that'll hurt our business is all.
Here's what's going to happen. The people that are visiting are going to go, but the locals are not going to go.
As well as all the other small businesses on the island.
Conversations for the 2026 pilot program beginning this past October at Indian Rocks Beach City Commission. The plan to turn all 182 free spots to $450 an hour. To help fund
that's insane
infrastructure programs and repair damage from Helene and Milton.
I understand that Indian Rocks Beach is not the same city as St. Petersburg, but think about all the money that St. Pete paid for the stupid Tampa Bay Rays. It's just a scam. We're getting screwed. It makes you wonder where the tax dollars and where the money's going.
We've had to rebuild 26 beach accesses. It should just be residents that have to pay that bill. A lot of people come from outside, so this is them helping us pay the bill for making it nice for them. So I think it's a no-brainer.
I just can't believe that in the short lifetime we get as millennials, this is what we're getting.
The parking plan would bring in an estimate of around $100,000 a year.
That's nothing. Figure out another way.
Split 60-40 between the city and Pinellas County. Other spots, like on the street, are unaffected for now.
For now. But you know what? Other countries laugh at us, and I'm going to join in with them.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
The semen was so big.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Oh, yeah. I hope you enjoyed this show because I put in a lot of work behind the scenes. I know it's a smooth listen. Not really. But I know you're just listening, but a lot of work was put into it. So let's celebrate it because it is Jesus' birthday in a few days, even though I don't believe. Here's Do It Like My Birthday by Soundmaster T.
Opening a bag of Lay's Classic in the afternoon sounds a lot like... Take the perfect midday pause with Lay's signature light texture and crispy crunch. Made from real potatoes, oil, and salt. Best enjoyed solo or shared amongst your coworkers if you're feeling generous. Whatever makes you happy. Lay's, what joy tastes like. Tap the banner to buy now and complete your afternoon snack with Lay's.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were always in control of the when and where in our lives?
Yeah, yes, I'll get you those figures today.
Mom, check it out. I learned a new song.
When and where you choose to do something can make all the difference. At University of Phoenix, we make it easy to balance work, family, and school. Plus, with online classes 24/7, you get the freedom to learn when and where you want. Start your degree in tech, healthcare, or business today at phoenix.edu.
Sagittarius birthday, November 27th. Do it like that until I end up in money heaven. They be thinking, they be flaming and torching them with the bullshit they handing now. So the twist to make a wish and blow the candles out. Blow the candles out. Blow the candles out. Sagittarius birthday, November 27th. Do it like that until I end up in money heaven. They be thinking, they be flaming and torching them with the bullshit they handing now. So the twist to make a wish and blow the candles out. Pull an all white phantom out. I'ma kill them with the pants and the shirt and the shoes and the hat with the shades and the chain and the watch is the reason I be standing now. Wet ice and spin that cake while I lick the icing off the cake. It's Twista B-Day, y'all. Come on, everybody, put your promise and ready with me.
Do it like my birthday. Do it like my birthday. Do it, do it, do it, do it like my birthday. All day.
Some troublemakers don't have them around, y'all. Whenever we in the club, we show love to all the haters. Shining up with my shit, like a spike like a gladiator. Oh, yes, I'm the gladiator. So that's the invader, gator. Twist the endo, now I'm ready to regulate her. We the bug in the streets, player. Don't watch me, better watch my face.
Listen to the tragic doll under her umbrella. Ella, Ella, ayy, I'm Manella. When I get done, she gon' bring me my cheddar. This just the beginning, it only gets better. Now wear my hat, hat, now wear my shirt, shirt. Boom, I'm gon' do it like the last day on earth, earth. And if you really want to spill on the deal, yeah, it sound like a mug, yeah, fly to the mug.
Do it like my birthday, do it like my birthday. Do it, do it,
it's good,
do it
down,
like
man.
My birthday.
Gucci bag matching Gucci pumps, shoes matching the belt, skirt matching the blouse, chain matching the ring. Yeah, I'm doing my thing. Got so many haters. Why is so many hating? Sick like a mental patient. I floss like a dentist patient. Just you testing my patience. Sick and working my nerves. I'm getting spending that money like the first and the third.
Laying on gay skin, blowing cushion the winds. It's like, yeah.
Hey, yeah, hey. Popping no tags, these beavers busting the sag. I'm all with it when I'm going hard to get a gone man. Chop models all around me, so I'm buying up the bar. Yeah. I'm a hood star and I'm partying like a rock star. Only at my pick game, meaning you can't upgrade me, mommy. I'm the guap green king, like do it like my, do it like my, do it like my, do it like my, do it, I do it. Do it like my birthday, every day. Do it like my birthday. Do it, I do it, I do it. Do it like my birthday. You did. That's what we say around here. Choked out, bling with the fresh gear. Hit the cock, snake skin, buck 50 hat, candy painted, old school, rolling around in four flats. Hit the liquor store, mix the Remy with the Joe, rolling on the 94, looking for them sexy. Oh, I'm ballin' with jelly, cause I'm a flirt. Fucking VIP.
Birthday, I do it like it hurts. Hey, okay. Watching these bad just do it in the worst way. I'm a winner, mama. I am in the first place. Catch me on the dance floor, throwing up my birthplace. I'm an animal. I woke up on a Monday, and subsequently, I ain't go to sleep till it was Thursday. It's a shot of Patron and blow a birthday. Get up with a bitch and take her home on the first day. Burger King, mama, you can have it your way, or I can bring another bitch and y'all can do it her way. Hotel room, do not disturb way. That's how I'ma do it. Yeah. Do it like my birthday.
TikTok, Fox and Joker playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done, feels like robbery in banks. Brian Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom in streams. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams.
Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio is made of Michael Wilson Rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing Hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shout out hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing Hoppy like fingers without rings. EHX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Like clockwork to a show. Now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Riot Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Empty feet are silent, time to come into an end. Like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy's jokes and jabs, he's our daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind.
Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Hoppy hour. Hoppy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Hoppy Hour is now over.
Happy hour is now over.
Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night and God bless America.
doors closing.
If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now, all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.